There are some things in life that just shouldn't be forgotten, like bringing your keys when you leave the house, setting your fantasy lineup, and most importantly, having Hidden Valley Ranch to watch the game. Especially if wings are on the menu. Those creamy, zesty, cool ranch flavors take each spicy, savory bite to an unforgettable level. Hidden Valley Ranch, only serious about flavor.
The Koigig Pod on Off the Ball.
It just takes away a little bit from the women's game. Like, we want to be treated like the men's game. We are growing at a reasonable enough pace that, yes, you can expand the league, but do two up, one down.
Subscribe to the Koigig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, League of Ireland clubs explore a breakaway from the FAI. There's reaction to a dramatic Champions League night at Anfield. And Scotland boss Steve Clarke addresses his future in the job. But first, that bombshell news that dropped last night that League of Ireland clubs are said to be examining the idea of severing ties with the FAI. Simmering frustrations at club level came to a boil yesterday, heated by FAI plans to take selected groups of 14 to 17-year-olds to Abbottstown for 45 days of training per year. According to the Irish Independent, the Premier League Clubs Alliance responded by telling the FAI that plan does not warrant any serious consideration. It's their belief that the means of bridging the gap in training hours on their UK counterparts undermines attempts to secure academy funding from the government. That academy funding was not imminent, according to the latest briefs from the department in charge of sport. 42 reported yesterday that the National League Committee has now formally requested that the FAI release all of their correspondences with the government with regard to potential funding of academies. On last night's football show, Off the Ball, Nathan Murphy broke down the standoff.
I've been sort of ringing around over the last while. I don't think we're on the verge of this happening in the very short term, but there is a feeling, I think, that this may have been the straw that broke the camel's back, and a lot of frustration as to how this came about, how well thought out the decision was to bring all these players to Abbottstown. Remember, we've basically put trust in the clubs to develop elite footballers, and then the way they would see it is all of a sudden that's been brought back in-house by the FAI and been done at very short notice. As to how it would work out practically once you start thinking about it, once you start questioning it, like, so would the players who would generally go to one of the League of Ireland academies on a Saturday and Sunday, would they suddenly not go there anymore? Would they not play the games? Would, if you're not in this grouping of the 250, which apparently there will be a rolling assessment on, so it may change over the course of the year. If you're dropped from that, would it have an impact then on what you're doing back at the academy? I think most people would have looked at it initially and thought anything that gets more contact hours can only be a good thing. But again, if the plan for so many years had been those contact hours would come through the clubs, and then all of a sudden it's going to be provided by the FAI, it feels like a very different model.
And there's lots more on that FAI League of Ireland rift, which you can access by becoming an Off the Ball member now. And don't forget, live Premier Division action returns to OTB Sports Radio on Friday night with the meeting of Drogheda United and Shamrock Rovers. Stephen Doyle will be joined in commentary by Barry Murphy. You can find OTB Sports Radio on the Off the Ball app, and we'll also have reaction from that game as well as LOI late night after full time. Trent Alexander-Arnold is out of Sunday's Carabao Cup final. The defender suffered an ankle injury 17 minutes before the end of the 90 as Liverpool crashed out of the Champions League. It means Jarrell Kwanzaa, much as he did last night against PSG, will deputise at Wembley against Newcastle. Conor Bradley and Joe Gomez are already sidelined with high injuries. Despite going out in the last 16 on penalties, Arne Slot believes his team played the perfect game in what he described as the best game of football he's ever been involved in. The Liverpool boss was asked afterwards if PSG can go on now and win the competition for the first time.
Yeah, they can. They can. But unfortunately for them, they're not the only team that can win it. And it's always about two games. So then luck and bad luck can play a part as well. So in a whole season, so the team that wins the Premier League or the Liga or the Serie A or whatever competition, always the best team wins that competition. But it's not to say if it's only about two games, then luck or bad luck or referee decision can influence a game. Fortunately enough for us and for Paris Saint-Germain, there were two great referees away in Paris and tonight as well. Both times the referees were outstanding. But yeah, they can, but there are other teams that can win it as well. And if they play like this and they have everyone fit, they have a fair and very good chance, yes.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, journalist Philippe Auclair said last night's performance was one of the most complete from a PSG side he's ever seen.
The solidarity of this team is absolutely astonishing. I'm not sure, and I would like to hear what you have to say about that, if that Liverpool team has often been confronted with this kind of intensity. I cannot remember any Liverpool player being given any time of the ball, on the ball, at any stage in the game. Even when they were dominating, they had to play so quickly, so fast. And absolutely, Luis Enrique must take a lot of the credit for that. But what he's doing with a group of young players who don't have any of the hang-ups of the previous generation. And the result of it is that it was one of PSG's greatest nights in Europe. I mean, I don't know if it was the greatest night, but certainly one of the top five.
There's lots more from Philippe by becoming an Off the Ball member now.
Coming soon to your Off the Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous. Police will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh,
Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after I'm watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Local, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. A 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Ruta 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Ruta 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon, reimagined for a new generation of explorers and fully equipped for 21st century adventures. 3D surround cameras with ClearSight ground view let you see underneath the vehicle and anticipate obstacles and rough terrain. And ClearSight rear view offers an unobstructed rear view, even when you can't see through the back window. Driver aid technologies make driving and parking simpler, while intuitive driver displays are customizable to your journey. Plus, the next generation Pivi Pro infotainment system helps make more of your world. There's a family of vehicles for Defender too. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
PSG await the winners of tonight's second leg at Villa Park, where Aston Villa will resume 3-1 up at home to Club Brugge. Despite their two-goal buffer and home advantage, Villa boss Unai Emery has warned against complacency.
Nothing changed. We are respecting them a lot. And we have our own experiences, myself or the players as well, in their career. Could happen everything tomorrow. Why? Because it's a football match. In 90 minutes can happen out of things. The match can change so quick. And we won there, but we won the last minute in two actions we had. It's football. But the respect is massive. The respect of them is massive. The result is for us to follow the same game plan we had there. We are going to play tomorrow 90 minutes, the second leg. We are ready for 90 minutes to compete. We are ready in case it's extra time. And we are ready in case we will need penalty shoot.
The pick of tonight's second legs is at the Metropolitano, where Atletico Madrid will resume 2-1 down at home to City rivals Real. Arsenal are all but into the quarterfinals against one of those Madrid teams. They take a 7-1 lead into the second leg of their tie against PSV Eindhoven at the Emirates. All to play for in the early kickoff in France, Lille and Borussia Dortmund are level at a goal apiece. Steve Clarke says there's a 75% chance he'll leave his role as Scotland manager next year. He's hoping to guide the team to qualification for the World Cup in the USA, Canada and Mexico, which would be the country's first appearance at the tournament since 1998. He's recalled Arsenal fullback Kieran Tierney and Aberdeen forward Kevin Nisbet for the upcoming Nations League playoff doubleheader against Greece. Uncapped teenagers James Wilson and Lennon Miller have also made a squad. Clark admits he hasn't spoken about his future with his bosses.
I've decided that I want to run the contract down. Obviously, if we have a fantastic year, get to the World Cup and do well at the World Cup, maybe somebody will persuade me to stay. But at this moment in time, happy to run my contract down.
And Wales will have to do without captain Aaron Ramsey for their World Cup qualifiers against Kazakhstan and North Macedonia. The 34-year-old midfielder, who hasn't played for his country since September of last year, has a hamstring injury. Harry Wilson and Ethan Ampadu also miss out through injury, but there's a first call-up for 18-year-old Kai Andrews. He's joined a squad that includes Leeds forward Dan James and Tottenham pair Brennan Johnson and Ben Davies.
We've been shagged by them. We've been ridden rock solid by people in Dublin. We have to put up with this. At this level, that's cost my club lots of money. Lots of money. Players are suspicious. Players are concerned. And I ask you, am I being paranoid? Or is this reality? This is reality. I'm highly suspicious. Very skeptical. And completely disillusioned over that. That was a scandalous decision. I'm only a part of the proletariat. These people run the game. There's something definitely going on. We're from Cork. What's happening in Dublin? Nothing. Don't give it. They don't give a shit about it. Something serious. There still exists in Irish football a link with the past. Am I going crazy? Is there something seriously wrong with our game? I think there is. And again, and again, and again, and again. Somebody's out to get me. Is there somebody out to get me? Somebody out to give us a message? We've been shagged by Dublin. We've been ridden rock solid by people in Dublin.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.